Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Cattle market, for the most part, higher today. And everything but the May feeders. May feeders, this is their first day as the front month, as April went off the board yesterday, and May closed down 50 cents at 140.07. That was roughly $1.50 off the low. They went all the way down to 138.57. So to close that much off the low is somewhat of a good sign. August was 140.17. They at one point went to 138.10, but they were up 37. Across the board here at one point, we were below $1.40, and it looks like we're going to finish above it here on the first 3 months. So if you can say on a day where the market made new lows that we closed higher, that's a good sign. April live cattle go off the board today. It looks like 124 was their last trade, up $1.15. June unchanged at 114. 114.80, August up 67. We had box beef at midday. Choice was down 45 cents at 212.05. Select up 8 at 203.17. And then the feeder cattle index as of yesterday was 141.81. And looks like live cattle cash trade is going to round out somewhere 124, 124.50, somewhere in there at this point. Again, these markets did make new lows this week. And hopefully, being the end of April, end of the week, into April, we'll start off May with a...
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain futures finished higher here. We are a penny higher in corn across the board. July beans up 2.25, November beans down about 1. They're taking some of the carry out or adding to that inversion there on the beans. And then wheat futures were up 2.5 to 3.5 in Chicago. And then Kansas City, July, up 2.75 at 4.77.25. Part of the strength today came from the U.S. dollar being so much lower, is down 67 at 93.05. That's come off significantly over the last few months. Also, there's talk of South American grain or exports being shifted away from South American grain and into the U.S. Export market, so that will up our export demand. And also yesterday, the corn export number was the fourth, the biggest in 4 years. So really good corn exports here. There was another announcement of 100,000 metric tons sold to Japan this morning. So overall, it looks like the export market really is picking up on the lower dollar. Monday morning, May 1st, we will start the new soybean margins. That's the only thing the CME is changing on the grains. They're upping it to 65 cents, not margins, but limits. They're upping it to 65 cents on a daily price limit, up from 60. And so that will start Monday for the soybeans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.